You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
A lot of air came out of our market today following a decent run this week. Well, I say a decent run this week. We had a good day yesterday. That's all it's been. We gave back most of those gains. So down 1.3% on the All Share, just over 900 points. The resources, 10 giving back 0.3%, industrials 2.6%, financials 0.5%, and the JSE metals and mining index 1.8%. The property index, the standout lone green flag waiver, up 0.4%. Let's welcome your street dogs, Wayne McCurry, portfolio manager at FNB Wealth and Investments, and Martin Harris, premium client manager at IG. Wayne, it did feel a little directionless ahead of those Fed minutes. What's caught your attention?
Well, look, I mean, obviously we're looking today, particularly at Naspers and Persis coming down 4 and 5%. I mean, that's quite a big move. Now, just using Naspers as the proxy, I suppose you could say, for the two of them, you know, the share is off quite a bit from its recent highs. Even though when you look at overall, you know, it doesn't look that much, but you know, it got up to what, about 3,700, you know, and it's back down at 3,400 now, 3,485. So it has come off quite a little bit, but that was certainly the big news on the day. And obviously that's to do with the announcement that they made that they're selling more Tencent's take, about $14 billion, which is a massive amount of money. Oh,
218 billion rand, and that's just 2% at current prices.
Yeah, but it's 6% of what they own. It's 2% of Tencent, but it's about 6% of what they own in Tencent, yes.
It looks identical to that sale 3 years ago that we saw. And the motivation given is to increase flexibility to pursue attractive M&A opportunities. So my question, Wayne, to you is, as a shareholder, would you be satisfied with management selling down the crown jewels to reinvest in other high growth potential businesses that so far, and I stress so far, because many of these businesses are still very early on in the J curve, but so far they haven't delivered the sort of growth that Tencent has? So there are many in the market who are looking at management and questioning whether or not this is the right decision.
Yeah, look, all of this boils down to one thing at the end of the day, and that is food delivery. Because that's where the money has gone, and that's where it's going to continue to go. Now, food delivery, I don't know anyone who's making money out of it. I only know people who are losing money hand over fist.
No.
And could it have had a better year or a better set of conditions than the virus? Could the conditions be better? Now, I'm very positive longer term about food delivery, because I think the answer is not food delivery. I think the answer is logistics, because food delivery system worldwide is incredibly efficient getting the food to you while it's still edible and hot. But you only work 3 hours a day. The rest of the time, that whole system sits idle. So the moment you can jack that up and get other product where you can deliver 14 hours a day instead of 3 hours a day in an incredibly efficient manner, I think that's the answer. But we don't know whether that's correct, whether I'm right in that assumption or not, because that is essentially the non-Tencent part of Naspers and Prosus, because the fintech and the classifieds, you know, they've stopped chowing capital. They're actually turning cash flow positive slightly.
And the edtech side of the business, yeah, we were talking about Baidu yesterday. It's another interesting part of the Tencent strategy. Martin, let's bring you in on this point. Firstly, welcome from your extended break. Good to have you back. Where do you sit on the whole Naspers process strategy, and whether or not we're seeing success from these initial forays and this longer term strategy in food?
Thank you for having me, Michael, and good evening to your listeners and to Wayne. I think, you know, long term, there's always potential that this could be positive. Short term, we're seeing the market sell off, as we did a few years ago, 2018, when they sold their previous stake and you know, drew down their stake in Tencent previously to raise capital for the other ventures, which were, you know, mostly all loss-making and now only some of them, or still large amounts, are loss-making. And the idea is that, you know, they use this to support the other businesses. And the market typically, in the short term, doesn't want that. The market wants and has always requested an unlock of the Tencent stake from the rest of Prosus, so that they couldn't use the money to fund the loss-making businesses. And that was the idea, was that the investors have requested, and it's been rejected by the company, because of course they wouldn't want to reveal just how much losses are being made on the other side of it, and have only Tencent, the profitable kind of stake, paying out this dividend once a year. So they're using Tencent's, you know, this great win in Tencent to fund these other companies, as Wayne has described, and the market typically does not approve in the short term of these sort of moves. And realistically, the only thing that will drag the share price back up is if the stake in Tencent now increases. You know, if that share price in Tencent keeps going up, then Naspers and Prosus will continue to track Tencent, albeit at a slightly lower stake, and so the discount might widen in 10 cents.
As a shareholder in NASPAS and Prosus, there's this sort of inception or Matryoshka doll layer to all of these things. Wayne, you've got to realize that you are investing in a company that is effectively controlled by Kurt Becker and a few others because of the voting structure in there, and you've got to go along with it. And investors were perfectly happy to do that when he made the investment into Tencent and have enjoyed the ride ever since. But the big questions are coming now around what is the future? What is, at the age of 69, Kurt Becker and a net worth of over $2 billion, what are his plans concerning his career? Is he going to be stepping back from his very influential position at NASPAS in the short to medium term? And if so, where does control ultimately rest and reside? Because NASPAS should be worth twice its current value.
Yeah, it should be worth twice the current value. Look, I can't answer what Kurs is going to do on it, but understand they've put their cards on the table. They've invested in three major businesses other than Tencent. That's fintech, classifieds, and food delivery. So the cards are on the table. They can't take on another big one because they've had to sell some Tencent shares now to fund the food delivery excursion, the section that they're going into now. So quite honestly, Kurs has made the big decisions as to where the company is going. You know, he's not going to make another big decision because they haven't got the cash to do it, because the food delivery is going to literally eat all of that money.
Very good point. And one then has to also ask, would control rest heavily with the likes of Kurbis, Stoffberg, and a small group of insiders at NASPAS, or might someone from outside of the company be brought in as the market seems to be voting that it isn't entirely convinced with the current strategy? Wayne McCurry, Portfolio Manager at FNB Wealth and Investments, and Martin Harris, Premium Client Manager at IG Markets, with a quick fire view from the market.